find and we would like to share with you. So for example, like how to break your taxes or property tax exemption for wildlife in your property. Interesting that few states you can grow wild plant and you can break your taxes. So you have 7 points, and from the 7 points, if you have in your property 3 of them, you have tax break. So for example, number one, you can have immigration, or you can have generate some new wildlife, you can have breeding new wildlife, or wintering population. So it can be wild animal, wild plant. If you have this in your property, if it's big enough property, you have this point to your taxes break. Number two, it can be erosion control, or it can be predator control. So also it can be plus for your property, and you can save much more taxes if it's, for example, be just agriculture status and you have few cows or horses or bison in your property, because right now government tried to help people make much more nature, wild, native plant, property, animals to not decrease. They try to improve and grow and make the safe that this population of this animal or this plant not will be gone for forever. So I like this idea. And if you, for example, want to have your big property like 50, 70, 100, 300 acres and you can enjoy, it's very interesting because you can still have 1 acre for your gardening, or maybe 1 or 2 acres for your house, and rest you can enjoy. You can walk and make your own forest and have a mushroom, you can have a dry berry for winter, and it's very delicious, very unique, and it's maybe even make like meditation place for you for your weekend, and also you have a tax break, so why not? And number three, it's be recreation use. So for example, if you produce for your food or medicine, you also can have these wild plants, and it means recreation use. So you can have also reply on the form for tax break for wildlife in your property, and you can save a lot payments. So what about this form? You can go to the government site, you can fill it out this form by before May 1st, and they can look your form. Maybe they can decline, maybe they accept, but if you have enough proof, but you need to have minimum 3 points from 7 to be accepted. I hope this was very interesting idea, something that we find just not long time ago about wildlife and tax break. I think it's very interesting. I hope this was helpful for you guys, and please subscribe, make a comment, speak with you soon. Bye bye. Thank you.